Let's see here, Liam. They like your train. You like your train? Over here, Nala. Come on. All right. Where is my salt? You see my salt? Boy, this is something else, Chuck. All right, listen, guys. This right here in ancient times was extremely valuable. This was like money in the old days. Salt. Now, how many of you like salt on your food? Raise your hand. Okay. Matter of fact, I have been told that I put too much salt on my food. But, you know, salt has a lot of benefits. First of all, if you have too much salt, what does it do? It makes you what? Thirsty. Doesn't it? If you have too much salt, it makes you thirsty. And if you have meat and you put salt on the meat, it makes your meat taste... Yeah, you like that, don't you? It makes your meat taste good, right? I had a steak last night, and guess what I put on it? Not yet. We have to wait time. I put salt on it. I love salt. So we use salt to give flavor to food. Salt makes us thirsty. But also, another thing about salt is it preserves. How many of you have ever had deer jerky? Deer jerky has a lot of salt in it, and it doesn't have to be kept in the refrigerator. So here's the cool thing. Jesus looked at his followers, and he said, "You are the salt of the earth." Did you know that? You didn't know that? Did you know that you're the salt of the earth? So here's what that means. Because Jesus said we're the salt of the earth. Yes. You have salt? Okay, good. Here's what that means. Because Jesus says... Okay, listen up. Because we're the salt of the earth, we should do several things. We should, number one, make people thirsty for God. Number two, we should share about the gospel, which preserves and gives people eternal life. But here's the one I like. As Christians, we ought to add a little flavor to things. See, a lot of times people think that Christians are boring. We don't need to be boring. We need to be salt. Can you be the salt of the earth, Liam? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jesus says, you're the salt. So we need to be salt, okay? Let's pray. Everybody put their hands up. Liam, we're going to pray. Lord, we thank you that we can be the salt and make people thirsty for you. We can add spice to life, and we can help people learn about the good news of Jesus. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let me see here. We've got candy. Now, I know what Liam's favorite candy is. Is that good?
His favorite's mine.
This is, get your favorite candy and go sit down, okay? All right. Let's go sit down and eat yours, Liam.